Granny's, Abner, I believe that's our ring.
I dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, while Abner is at the county seat learning how to operate the projection machine, Lum is attempting to make a deal for some films for their theater. Yesterday, a salesman, Mr. Cleespies, from a motion picture distributing company, called on Lum, and he's scheduled to return today to wind up his business. As we look in on the little community now, we find Lum, Cedric, and Grandpappy Spears in the Jot'em Down store and library, reading a postcard from Abner.
This. Yes, I am having fun something or other here. How are something? Something am something or other. But I can't read that pigeon-toed writing, Abner's.
Oh, I know it. I can't either, hardly. I know what he means, though. He means I'm having fine time. How are you? I am fine.
For the law of me sakes, Lum. How'd you ever figure that out?
I never figured it out. I just know that's what Abner always writes in a postcard. He can't never think of nothing else. Generally, if it's a postcard with a picture of a hotel on it, he'll put an X up there on a room close to the room where he's staying at. Got a one-track mind if I ever seen one. Leastways, though, we know Abner's getting along all right.
Yeah. I'll say one thing for him, though. He does write an interesting postcard. That is, if he can read it.
Well, he does well to write that good. He can't even sign his own names out lawing his tongue out.
I say, Lum, there's something I've been aiming on asking you. Something in connection with that job I'm going to have over at your picture show when you get it started.
Well, just a second, Grandpap. Let me get the phone first. I believe that was our ring.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hello, jot 'em down store and library. L. Edwards, moving picture executive talking.
Mom?
Oh, yes, Miss Seastrunk. A bucket of lard, huh?
Is that all?
Well, I don't know how soon I can get it over there. See, Abner's away, and I ain't got no extra help. Wait a minute, though. Maybe Grandpap will do it. How about it, Grandpap?
Well, I don't know hardly, Lum.
Yeah, he says he'll do it, Miss Seastrunk. Uh-huh.
How's that?
Well, I figure we ought to be starting up our new picture show in, oh, say, 2 weeks. Yes, Mom. Fact is, I'm buying some films for a fella right today. Yes, Mom. All right, Miss Seastrunk. Goodbye.
Mom?
Oh, excuse me. Goodbye.
Now, listen, Mom, I don't know where I can make that deliver for you or not today. Don't forget, I done got two jobs. Delivering telegrams for Dick Huddleston and playing the player pioneer over at your picture show.
Well, them jobs ain't gonna interfere none, no, Grandpap. Dick don't get in more than two telegrams a month over there, and you heard me say we won't be starting the picture show for a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I gotta watch myself. I don't want to load myself up with work. Feller got to keep himself fit these days.
Yeah, natural.
And here's something else. I can't do it because I ain't got no availability certificate.
Availability certificate?
Yes, sir. You got to have one of them things before you can take on a new job, I think. I read it in the paper the other day. Lum, are you listening to me?
Granny's, wait a minute, Grandpap. There he comes. See him heading this way?
Who's heading this way, Abner?
No. That fellow that come in the store yesterday. That Virgil Cleespies, the fellow with the moving picture company.
Oh, him, yeah. What's he coming back for?
I told him to come back. I'm going to make a deal with him for a couple of films of his. Didn't you hear me tell Miss Seastrunk that?
No, I never paid no attention to what you're saying. Got too many worries of my own, Mom. Getting an availability certificate and all that junk.
Grandpap, you don't have to get one of them things.
I do done it. Fact is, I ought to get one before I ever run that pigeon-toed player pioneer for you. Now, I don't want to do nothing illegal.
Well, don't worry, you won't. Now, listen. Maybe you can sort of help me with this Cleespies feller. Here's the idea. I got to get him down as low as I can in prices on these films. Because, well, to be right honest, we just can't afford to pay much for them. So far, everything else has cost us more than I ever figured it would.
Yeah, well, that's the way things go. Take, for instance, my availability certificate.
Grandpap, forget that. Now, here's what you can do. Every time this feller mentions some picture he's trying to sell me, well, you sort of hint around and say it ain't no good.
Ain't no good, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, all me sakes, what do you want to buy a picture it ain't no good for?
Well, that's just psychology. I ain't got time to explain it to you now, but that's what we use on him, is psychology. My grannies, I'll buy them films off of him for might nine nothing. You just wait and see. Mind out, here he comes.
Yeah, I'll mind out.
But just let me do the talking. Well, how do you do, Mr. Crispies?
Well, how do you do, Mr. Elmert?
Oh, just only tolerably. You recollect Mr. Spears here.
Why, certainly. How do you do, Mr. Spears?
Yeah, how do you do, sir?
You know, you look familiar. Haven't I seen a picture of you somewhere?
Did you say picture?
Yes, sir.
It ain't no good at all. Grandpa Heshaw. Now ain't the time to say that.
It ain't the time to say what, Mr. Spears?
Nothing. Just skip it. Now then, Mr. Crispies, I believe you've got some of them films of yours to sell me.
Yes, indeedy. And I have some dandies, too. Some double dandies. One of them is especially colossal. In fact, we're pushing it this week.
Pushing it?
Yes, sir.
What does that mean?
Well, I don't really know. It says that in our sales manual, though.
You ain't trying to sell me a baby carriage, are you, Mr. Crispies?
Oh, no, sir. I'm just a new man with the company. But I'm sure it's a picture I'm selling.
It ain't no good at all.
You mean the baby carriage ain't no good, Mr. Spears?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have any of those. But my sister-in-law in Quincy, Illinois has one, though, and I think if you write to
her... Never mind that, Mr. Crispy. Just tell me the name of the picture.
Oh. Well, it's an awfully sweet one. It's called The Vulture's Revenge.
Vulture's Revenge, huh?
Yeah.
Grandpap, ain't you got a comment to make here? How's that, Mom?
He'd give the name of a film. The Vulture's Revenge.
Oh, sounds good. I'd love to see that. Whereabouts is it playing at? Over Cherry Hill?
Oh, for goodness sakes. A lot of help I get around here. Well, Mr. Cleese, tell me, what's the price of that film?
It's special this month. Only
$20. $20? Oh, my goodness. I wouldn't pay that much for a thing like that. You might just as well pick up and leave right now.
Well, all right. That makes things easier. Now I can sell it to your competitor.
My competitor?
Yes, sir. I thought it only fair to give you first chance. Well, so long, Mr. Emmett.
Well, now, wait a minute here, Mr. Creasby. Just what do you mean by my competitor? Me and my partner are the only ones running the picture show around here.
Oh, no. There's another fella that's going to open up a picture theater right here in Pine Ridge.
There is?
Yes, sir. The district manager talked to him yesterday.
The district manager? Who's that?
He's my boss. He came out to see how I was doing. And he met this other fellow in some town about 22 miles from here. Mena, I think it's called.
Yeah, Mena's the county seat. Granny's now, who could that be?
Well, so long, Mr. Edgerton.
Well, wait just a second. I'll take that film for $20, Mr. Creasby.
Fine. I better call my district manager and tell him not to bother with that other fellow then.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, call him on our phone right here. Fact is, I'll get him for you.
Well, gee, thanks. His name is Mr. Dwyer.
Dwyer, huh?
Yeah.
Whereabouts is he staying at? Sister Simpson's boarding house?
No, he's staying at the hotel at Mena there.
Oh, I see. Long distance then. Goodness. Didn't know he was going to cost me extra. Hello, Mamie? Will you get... Oh, I'm fine. Yeah, everybody's fine, Mamie. Will you get me Mr. Dwyer at the hotel at the county seat? Yes, Mom. We'll have him in no time at all now. What's that other fellow's name, do you know?
No, the boss didn't say.
Huh. Hello? Hello, is this the hotel? I'd like to speak with Mr. Dwyer if he's there. Yes, Ma. All right. Here, you better take it, Mr. Cleesby. Call me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Mr. Albert.
Here.
Hello? Hello, Mr. Dwyer? Yes, this is Cleesby. Well, Mr. Emmett says he'll take it for 20. What's that? Just a minute. He says this other fellow will pay 25. Do you want to go higher than that, Mr. Emmett?
Grannies, I don't know. Can you hang on there just a minute while me and Grandpap have a conference here?
Yeah, sure. Hello, Mr. Dwyer. Just hang on for a minute.
Come here, Grandpap.
Yeah, all right.
Grannies, I hate to pay that much. I just can't afford that. But I hate to let this other fellow get ahead of us.
Well, who do you reckon it is?
I don't know. Or wait a minute. Hi, Grannies, I bound you I know. It's more likely Ezra Seastrom.
Ezra Seastrom?
Yes, sir. I seen him around the mail hack yesterday, and I bound you he just rode in there and seen that feller. Don't you recollect that phone call I got from his woman a while ago? All she ordered was a bucket of lard. Then she asked me a whole batch of questions about our picture show, when it was going to open and all.
Jiminy, that's right.
That snooping old woman. And Ezri, that snake in the weeds. Aye, Granny, he ain't going to outbid me on no films, whether I can afford it or not. All right, Mr. Creasbys, go ahead and tell your boss I'll buy it for $30.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mr. Dwyer. Mr. Elbert says he'll pay 30. What's that? Your man will pay 35?
I'll pay 40, then.
Mr. Emmett says 40. 45?
50.
No, he says 50. What's that?
70.
He just said 70, Mr. Dwyer. Well, fine. All right, fine. You bet, Mr. Dwyer. Goodbye. Well, Mr. Edwins, looks like you just bought yourself a film there.
Well, good. $70 is an awful price to pay, but I wasn't going to let that dad-blamed Ezra Seastrunk get ahead of me.
Ezra Seastrunk?
Yeah, ain't that the fellow Mr. Dwyer is dealing with?
No. He told me what his name was. Now, what did he tell me? Let's see. I believe it was Abner Peabody.